Wild Vog could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell.
Hey.
Hey, what's your number one favourite movie snack of all time?
Say tangy fruits. Say tangy fruits.
The joint.
Okay. Yep. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
R.I.P. tangy fruits though, can I just...
Sorry, confectionery industry. Don't have that much for sweet tooth. Maybe some kind of Whittaker's action after the other thing's been consumed.
Hmm.
Or maybe a Whittaker's Almond Gold.
What about ice cream?
A long way. How are you guys?
Not bad. Not bad.
Pretty good. I just found something that I'm stoked to be watching, The Righteous Gemstones. Cheers, Big Hungry, for giving me a heads up on that. Danny McBride coming in hot and doing his good funny thing.
Now, I got kind of a little bit Danny McBride-ed out, which I think is the reason why I never really did a dive into The Righteous Gemstones, but I do take this recommendation and file it alongside all of the others I have left to languish in the cobwebs on the shelf while doing this segment.
Okay.
Below Deck, not yet.
Oh, Steve, come on!
I watched the whole season after Red Bar at John's place, and it was pretty... It just keeps playing, you know? It's like it's actually just well-programmed. There's no ads, and it just keeps playing, and everybody's kind of jerks.
Did you think it worked better with a bit of John commentary running alongside?
I think I passed out by about episode 3 because I'd already seen it.
I was all alone.
The thrill is gone.
I was very alone.
Now I've been alone with the horror buzz for the last week or so, which I've been quite enjoying. So we talked a little bit about Shudder starting last week. I watched a couple of movies on that site, which were okay. I mean, it's full of stuff that maybe it's sort of not like 5-star horror material, but it's you don't feel you've been cheated out of your time type material. So the couple of cases in point, a film called Prevenge, which was about an expectant mother-to-be who was being controlled by her unborn baby to commit murders. That was quite interesting.
That almost feels a little bit like it could happen. I don't
know. Well, I hope not, because the baby had a really scary voice. So if that's what...
Was the baby? Did the baby come out? Like, was the baby like an omen, kind of three sixes on the head?
I think to not give too much away about the film, it's kind of at its most interesting when a heavily pregnant woman who was also the director and writer of the film and made it while she was herself quite pregnant is running around doing some killings.
Fancy having
in a sort of very droll British kind of comedy way.
Does it kind of sort of buzzkill the death count a little bit when someone's born in a horror movie? Is it kind of like, death?
Like take the countdown one.
I guess overall, add one to the
lives.
Yeah, like
the film. I don't know about you guys, but I have a little notebook and I write down the lives calculation. after everything.
Rambo's got to be the most deaths, right?
Oof, I mean, deaths into like just exploding mists.
Steve, quickly, have you seen the latest Rambo? Have you seen the latest one?
No, I haven't. I've chucked that onto my that's playing on Neon. I've added that to my watch list there, but I'm just waiting for the right time. The other thing that it's going to probably end up being a double feature with this other film that I've added to my watch list on the platform, which is a Nicolas Cage film called Primal. He's a rare animal trader who is shipping some exotic animals, and then there's a baddie and a gun and a ship hijacking and God knows what else. Probably some Nicolas Cage shouting, I'm guessing. The other horror that I quite liked through the night, if you're a fan of the sort of Paranormal Activity found footage jump scare anxiety shit, as I am,
I don't like a phone ring scare, if you know what I mean. I'm not.
John,
I would say that cheap. As far as horror goes, the paranormal horror is probably my most, like, that gets me the most fearful.
You should watch Hereditary, John.
Too scary.
You should watch it all alone.
Can't handle it.
In between below deck episodes, just slip it in there.
I can handle slasher and stuff like that, but paranormal stuff, too scary.
So if you're, I mean, hypothetically, you're familiar with the horror of being on a long Zoom call, you could combine those two things together, and then you've got a situation where there's some friends during COVID times separated in different houses, but they get together on Zoom to do a seance. And of course, it all goes horribly wrong,
cool.
And gets all demonic-y. But you're watching it through a laptop, so it's, you know, it's kind of gimmicky, but it's really effective. And it's got that Paranormal Activity knack of just, you know, something's coming, you know it's coming, you know it's coming. Yet you still shriek or make other embarrassing noises so that your flatmates can hear while you're watching it. So you should check that one out. It's called Host. And then the last thing on the horror front, a new show that started on Neon earlier this week. I think it's on Soho for the fancy Sky TV watches from tomorrow. A show called Lovecraft Country, which is...
Sorry, Hovercraft? Sorry.
Lovecraft, okay. As in H.P. Lovecraft.
Okay.
Country, as in the other genre that's not Western.
Not hovercraft then.
And so there's no hovercraft yet. It's set in the 50s. It follows a black Korean War veteran who tries to track down his missing dad. And it sort of mixes the dangers of traveling across segregation era United States with monsters and occult stuff. And it's really good, pulpy kind of monster of the week horror. I'm really digging it.
Hmm.
Okay.
Lovecraft Country. Check it out.
Awesome.
But I think apart from that, it feels like we're at a little bit of a lull at the moment. There's been a few things held up by COVID life, sort of stopped a lot of shooting in its tracks, and it didn't really hold up post-production too much. But I think we're in the time now where, you know, just a little bit of hold-ups in the U.S. industry are making themselves felt. But there's definitely some stuff on the horizon that can't be too far away.
What sort of stuff?
A couple of things off air, Hungry, that I think. I think
a couple of comedies.
To wrap your eyeball mitts around.
A couple of comedies from two sort of heavyweights, I guess.
Are you looking forward to them?
Yeah.
As you do.
What are they?
One is called American Pickle, and the other is called Palm Springs.
And we have been. People got in touch with us at Flix to ask about when we can see either of these, but it's still a bit. It's still at TBC. American Pickle looks like a Seth Rogen, but it's kind of doesn't look like it's a traditionally Seth Rogen, if you get my drift.
The premise is great. Basically, a dude falls into a pickle bat and gets pickled for 100 years. And so on that alone, there's got to be some gags, right?
I reckon Seth Rogen.
He's pretty.
I think tonally
consistent.
It's going to be a little bit different to what people might expect. It's adapted from, I think it was a short story in the New Yorker or somewhere like that. So it's kind of got this. It's got a bit of a different kind of origin than your typical let's get this guy laughing loudly and lots of scenarios comedy. Palm Springs. I'm hanging out to see this. This is an Andy Samberg starring time loop rom-com.
It looks like a Groundhog Day type of thing.
Yeah, totally. In which a couple kind of get together and their comedic romance takes place where they're both like reliving the same shit over and over and over. It was a big hit at Sundance last year, I believe, and it set the record for the most expensive acquisition ever at the Sundance Film Festival.
Hmm.
Being really funny guys, they insisted that when they did the deal for the film, that the cost or that the fee be 69 cents more than the previous highest paid film buy. So, just jokes today, jokes all around.
Okie dokie.
It'd be pretty entertaining conveying that to your lawyer to say, you know, just in these negotiations, can you insist that it's 69 cents more, please? The joke's on who?
Right, Steve. Well, on that note, we'll look forward to both those, Palm Springs and American Pickle.
Yeah, and check out Host on Shudder, check out Lovecraft Country, and shit, who knows, we might have something non-horror related next week, but kind of feel that vibe at the moment, gotta say.
Fair enough. Just follow your heart, mate. You'll be right.
Thank you.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.